This placed Draper in almost as powerful a position as Germany's new High Commissioner, John J. McCloy, who, besides banking for the Nazis, had spent a year in Italy as a financial advisor to Mussolini and shared Hitler's box at the 1936 Berlin Olympics. Martin also may have stumbled across the answer to why the international business community turned against Hitler. The leading bankers and industrialists were looking forward to a post-war world composed of intertwining corporate business connections among the nations of the world. A new world order. Hitler, on the other hand, was planning to attack the United States just as soon as he had effective rocket and long-range bomber delivery systems in place. The globalists did not desire a continuous war, nor did they want Hitler to control a world national socialist government. They had their own plans. The 750 new corporations established under the Bormann Flight Capital Program gave themselves absolute control over a post-war economic network of viable, prosperous companies that stretched from the Ruhr to the neutrals of Europe and to the countries of South America. A control that continues today and is easily maintained through the bearer bonds or shares issued by these corporations to cloak real ownership, stated Paul Manning, who worked with Edward R. Murrow covering the war in Europe for CBS Radio. Manning revealed that there are U.S. Treasury old-timers of World War II still not aware of the magnitude of the Bormann operation and of its success. Those who know, in Washington, in South America, and in the capitals of Europe, are locked together in a conspiracy of silence. No one in a position of power within the financial centers of Washington, Wall Street, the City of London, or Paris desired a real search for the scattered German assets. Manning explained, they had understandable reasons, if you overlook morality. The financial benefits for cooperation, collaboration had become an old hat term with the war winding down, were very enticing, depending on one's importance and ability to be of service to the organization and the 750 corporations they were secretly manipulating, to say nothing of the known multinationals such as IG Farben, Tyson AG, and Siemens. Without the German industrial base that had been its foundation for years, the European economy was suffering.